but too pure for this wicked world. Your data's uncorrupted, but does something skip inside you? That's what takes up time in your life at the sum of its lives. And sooner or later, love comes inside you, gets behind you, takes you under its wing. It's some kind of function, a reconstruction where you've always been. Sense memory that's so passe, is that what passes for vision these days? I engineer no strangeness, I don't have that modern streak. What fills up the space in your life? Does the sum of its lights hurt? Sooner or later, love comes inside you, gets behind you, takes you under its wing. Is it some kind of function, a reconstruction of where you've always been? I think time can hurt you, I can't be bothered to get you alone in this world. You can't do it yourself, just make your end known to your means and your
Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome you to another one of our great shows that we're having on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we're doing a lot of live listeners and calls. We'll be also having a lot of fun here on this Sunday, the fun day, with a lot of variety we've been having. And one of those is, those of you who've been following along knows that yesterday we had Tony Naomi. We had a very excellent show. We have a lot of callers and people promoting on how to get a hold of Tony. Always get a hold of Tony at, you can get a hold of him through the phone that was on the site, or you can get a hold of him by sending to psychicjethro@aol.com and I'll forward it on. One thing that we really had a really good time is that we had Tryon Victory, who was on the show. And Tryon Victory, you can get a hold of the same way. He was on Fridays. Look at KC Kelly birth cards. You can do kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And we are just having a really good Psychics Gone Wild time. We're in a Mercury retrograde, which means that our communication is awkward. We're having a lot of other outputs going on. We also are at the point that we are working with Living in the Psychic Realm is my other show. And those of you who listen in there, we do a lot more of the teaching. We are going to go through a little bit of some of the class tonight, a little bit for those of you who have been doing the meditations. And I want to work a little bit on our awareness of it. And then what we're going to work with is we're going to work with our red chakra, which is at our tailbone. And we're going to work on the energy. And the part of it is the affirmation you should be doing with that chakra. And the chakra affirmation that you should be saying and working with that first chakra, your red chakra, is cleansing technique, is that when the cleansing, you should be saying, I am willing to release all fears, worries, and concerns about money, my career, safety and protection. I know that I'm perfectly protected and that all my needs are met abundantly. Going into that energy, if you really put that into effect, those of you who are taking this psychic class, we work really strongly on balancing the chakras. We also go into a lot of strong other energies that we'll look at, and one of those, as you really will notice as you're going through it, is you're putting in a lot of white energy in. You want to really strengthen up your chakra. I guess you want to also, as you guys know, you want to be really sure you're balanced and your chakra is at a full energy for you, and that you're able to get those things to go exactly what you wanted, and that is to be putting it into a strength. So as you're going into other options there, make sure that you are putting out a lot of the other arm energy, and make sure that you're feeling and knowing that your karma is pretty much working, and you're working with, your energy is pretty much working, and you're putting out a lot of the energy you have towards healing, balancing that chakra. Good example. You're putting in light. You feel the energy going in. You feel the heal, harmonize, and balance of your chakra. And you also realize that as you're going through with this, you find something, you feel something, your red chakra is not at a point. So we go back to what we were talking. You relax, do a cleansing of it, and the technique is you do these to do this. You visualize it, you feel it, and it's that, do these after you're toning. You've done your exercise with it. You've toned your chakra with that sound. You verbally go, I am willing to release all fears, worries, and concerns about money, my career, safety, and protection. I know that I'm perfectly protected and that all my needs are met abundantly. Putting that energy, seeing that chakra after a toning guarantees that you have no blockages or energies in this. One of the excellent things that you will notice as you're going through is you're also going to really feel the strength and the positive work with that chakra. One of the great things we've been doing now is we've also been adding a lot of fun into this, and we're going to turn around and talk a little bit about the angel. At this point, the fun for us is we are working on the angels and the work of St. Michael, and we're going to turn around and do the blue blanket as we work with this with each and every one of us. We are visualizing in this class that at this point we're taking our energies in, and Psychic's Gone Wild tonight we're putting a little more of the psychic awareness class in. So you've visualized, you've done this. We always do our protections, but this is an extra bonus that we do with it with St. Michael. We always set and put the energies there. We visualize ourselves and the points. We know that St. Michael's in the south. We know that the angel work is coming from there for Michael. And this exercise is one that we visualize very strongly that he is there. He's putting in the energy. He's putting out the work. He's putting in the protections. And a lot of class and students, he comes in and visualize him with a sword, or they visualize him holding something that is used to help them protect. And one of the really good things, what I suggest when you take the class, is we always work through the part of this. You will have read that. I will send that to you in an email, and you have gotten your class working on it. At this point, you've learned how to balance your chakras. You know your basic where your chakras went to the balancing. Then we work to the toning to resonate and heighten and open our chakras, or turn them down where some need to be tightened in that were too open. And we're at a pretty good balance of our kundalini as we're working with that to be able to work with these angels. And at this point, we start working with Michael, like I said, and then we raise the energy. We do a little bit of a visual meditation, and then I speak with you on the phone with the class. One of the great things that we've got happening is tonight, as we're going through the energy, you're going to really notice is you're putting that energy into effect. You're working with Michael. You've got that, and this is where I talk about the blanket. A lot of you have heard me say, I want you to visualize, you're there, you've got everything done, your exercise is there, you're visualizing the angel, he's standing there, you're feeling what you know of St. Michael, and we've had a lot of people visualize, like I said, that they'll see him standing there with his sword or whatever. More importantly, that you're seeing the angel, you're feeling the presence, you know this light, and you're feeling or sensing, depending on your abilities, what you're getting. You have Michael begin to help you with your aura and make sure that they're being cut, all links, all energies. A lot of people visualize with me at this point that they get a little awkward. If you ever get a little bit of nervous or apprehension, always place yourself or visualize yourself in a pyramid. visualize yourself in some work you've got. And what I really love and I really like to see is to make sure that you're getting all that extra energy put into this to be able to balance. Well, going through with what we've got here, and we're right into that point, and you've done your red chakra, and you feel that there's nothing there, there's any fears. I've had people take and have an awkward one. Sometimes you'll see with financial in this area, because this is your survival. This is the basic with the red. A lot of times you can tell with your red by, you know, the energy that you're feeling. So going right up, and those of you who know, you're going to your second, your orange, which is 2 inches above. It's right there and below your belly button, right below your belly button. And you visualize with your chakra affirmation, you're doing that orange color. You know, you're doing the releasing, the negative of it. You're doing that, keep this knowing, peace, harmony, and balance. You know, this is the appetites to the light, what you're doing here. You're releasing the desires and the appetites to the light. Because this one is your sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is very much working towards those harmonies and those energies. So all of, you know, your thoughts and emotions are flowing here harmoniously to make sure all of your desires are perfectly balanced. You want to make sure that as you're doing your affirmation here, that you say, I release all my desires and appetites to the light. I release my fears or negative thoughts that keep me from knowing peace and harmony and balance. Now, as you're balancing this and you're working towards the excellent part of it, one of the fun things that we've been going through and having a lot of experience with is we have a lot of people putting in the energy into their chakra. As we've worked with, and those of you who took the first class, remember, the first part is making sure your chakra is 2 inches outside of your body. You make sure that it's at least to that point, and that the chakra, the energy orb that's moving there in the vortex, is outside of the body. I always at this point talk to each student to make sure through Skype or through the class that you are at that point. Because it's you're breathing in those exercises. You know, I always do it the way through the nose is the cleanest, out through the mouth is the dirtiest, because your mouth is physically a lot of energies now. We're visualizing it. You've raised it. You've balanced it. You've got it to that point. Then you're ready to go on. Make sure, and we'll go into the next part of the chakras here in a few minutes, of going into the third chakra, your emotional one. 609, I want to thank you. You've called into Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. And how are you doing on this great Sunday? Okay. Well, 609 didn't get in. We've got another one here. We're having a lot of Mercury retrograde. This is all right. This is great. And what I look forward to as a psychic is I had a friend tell me from Chicago 2 days ago that they called into Psychics Gone Wild, and whether they wanted to or not, they got put on the line. I don't think that was them, but I really welcome all of you, and I encourage you to come in. I know Sundays is a little more laid back. We have quite a few people that are starting the metaphysical classes with me, and tonight I went through a little bit of it. We're going to work with a little bit of while you're doing your energies. I've had people tell me, which tools do I use? Always when I tell you when you're picking out a tool, make sure with your stone tool that you're going out and you're feeling the vibration of the stone. I want you to take time when you're buying your metaphysical stones. This isn't something that, like, you go in and just buy the best, strongest product, or you go in and just emotionally buy the most prettiest or whatever catches you. I do know that a lot of stones, they are beautiful, and I do suggest to people to look up the one that's catching your eye. A lot of times those will be amethyst or rose quartz, and they're good stones. I do swear by them. I am one who uses very much a metaphysical stone when you're doing a lot of meditation. You want to hold the stone. Good example. You're working with someone and you keep feeling the energy of needing to work with their physical energies, their dimensions. You need a healing stone. And you're feeling that. I would really, really suggest using the green fluorite. You're feeling energies with someone and you're feeling that it's more outside of the energies, it's more with their aura. I would say use the purple fluorite. It takes those kind of balances. I've had friends tell me that they can use any stone for what they've got. So make sure with that you're, you know, you're taking the time, you're feeling the stone, and this is a good theory we're going to go into that I have a lot of debate with people in metaphysical because I'm more old school. Are you getting a male stone or a female stone? Are you holding on to a stone that feels to you and resonates at what pulse? That's how you can tell the sex of the stone. Now, metaphysically, you know, people know that stones breathe, they do different energies. If you're sitting there and you're holding on to a stone and it's resonating very positive, very strong, and it's very pretty much a pace of going about the count of four. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have people say like a dull ache, you know, if you were a doctor. If you have it going a little faster, hyper, like a fast wing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, you'll feel the difference. This is something I want you to work with your stones and feel. You've got a female. The females work at a faster pace, a more stronger energy. The male stones are a little slower, a little energy. Knowing what you're working with. If you're working with someone on a stone, let's say you want to do psychic protection, and you're working with someone who's very much into different metaphysical, use that stone, work with that stone, and make sure that stone is doing that for you. And I want to make sure that you, you know, you go ahead and do that, and you work towards the energy of it, and you put yourself at that pace, because then what you've also got happening is you've got you and the stone working together. I've had people tell me, as you guys were listening to Lady Arango, and the stones will break up and have stories. She told us about her bracelet in Colombia blowing up. Those of us who, you know, listened to that show, what was happening was the person that was in the room was such negative intensity that that stone could not resonate to it, and they basically caused that stone to blow up, caused that energy. What I really expect and want when I'm working with my stone is to feel it, feel a warm. It feels good and warm. If the stone feels cold, I'm not feeling any resonating, I realize that stone don't. I always take a little while to buy them. I mean, I have friends, and you guys will hear me talk about them. We're going to be working on some of the areas there, and their kindred spirits is the name of their business. And they always encourage, please touch. We own a business that we want you to hold and stand the stone. Good example, my selenite that I talk about that I won, the one I got the lottery numbers for, the lady in Colorado. The reason that I got those was the selenite that I had with that was a very strong, strong healing stone, is what selenite's known. It's also a very Aquarius stone. There's another point that if you guys really study what the stones get into, different stones resonate at different pulses and different sensitivity, and they have their own astrology. I've had people tease me, you know, were they born under that sign? Well, more importantly, they resonate because of the numerology. I really, really want you to get into and check with those on it, because one of the fun things is like rose quartz works with your heart chakra. If you're having someone going through an emotional condition, rose quartz can be held, worked with, and it can help the person do some healing, some grieving. I've seen people, you know, say it is. And stones aren't for everyone. We've got you back, 609. 609, you're back on the line. This is Psychic Jethro. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can. I think we got disconnected the first time.
I know you'd waited since the beginning of the show. We have a couple of callers that are on, too, but your number came back up, and I felt something happened to you, and I thought, well, she sure hung up on me. If you wanted to talk to Kelly, just say so.
No, that's okay. What happened was I had you on speaker, and when I went to go click, I think I shut it right off on accident.
It's all right. This is Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you, and I thank you for calling in. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and I feel that you have a reading, but you're going to... Do you want to tell me what you want, or I'll let you go ahead and give me a little bit of what's going on here, I feel like.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe my angels or spirits had any messages for me. I just enjoy listening to the show.
Thank you. No, I really thank you, and if you've heard the last couple of days, I have a Mercury rising, and I'm very excellent at what I do. I have a very good accuracy, and I've done this for many years, and I have had the guides this last couple of days doing any and all things they can to tease me. I've decided that the coyote in the world is out there howling for me, the trickster, because it's just been the last couple of days just a lot of silly. So I am having, you notice the people give me a little more, and thank you for enjoying the show. That means a lot to me. I am going to have you say your name so I can pick up what the guides are doing, and I'm going to have you give me your date of birth.
Sure. Okay, my name is Lauren, and my date of birth is June 29th.
Great. And Lauren, what I feel here with you going on is that your guides and your spirits are telling me that you've had to do some kind of, there's been some things that you've had to kind of given up on here. They're telling me there was some things at the beginning of the year that is not the same for you as it is now. They're showing me, Lauren, that you are really working towards having a better system and some things in your life. You've been kind of clearing out files is what I want to call it. They keep showing me with you and some other systems happening and you putting out the work, and they show me that you have people a little jealous of you. You have some people that just, they're not happy with you. It's nothing that you're doing, but they just seem to feel like, like they feel threatened by you. Do you know what I'm saying? Are the words?
Yes. Yes. I don't know why, but I have had that problem, jealousy from other people.
Yeah.
And actually, I've been told that by readers before. And I think that there might be some of those problems may also be in our neighborhood, around us in the neighborhood also.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure where that stems from. I don't feel that it's anything we do because we're humble and we don't flaunt things. So I don't really know what that's about.
I feel that. I feel that, it, and I'll tell you part of it is it's some kind of expansion. It's ironic how you called it, and I was working with those parts of the aura because this happens, and this is what I would tell you is you have a very strong and positive, second chakra, and this happens sometimes with people that there's, like you said, a good example is you're saying that, there's no reason for this. I don't, you don't go out and flaunt your Fiari in their yard or, run your stove over your shoulder with them, and yet people really have a problem and sometimes bother to resent and feel with you. And what I'm feeling here is that I'm really feeling that it's going to be stamped out this year. A lot of it's going to change in the fact that you've passed some karma here, and that's what they were saying to begin with. They're saying that the guides are telling me for you this time in the year that you've got to keep your seals up real strong, and they're telling me that you're putting out some really good vibes with what's happening. And in the next 2 months, there's something here going on with you that I keep seeing magazines. I keep seeing some things happening for you that are going to be really positive that way.
Okay, great.
You're telling me
positive. I really try to keep my energy and my good frequency up with my, daily prayers and stuff. So I did have something where I felt like I may have also had some kind of hidden enemy. I don't like to get into too much detail. I only really tell my family. But there's something funny where I feel like someone may have tried to ruin my name or reputation.
Yep.
I'm not sure if that's a hidden enemy, but I do pray. I do pray for that as well. Not to be angry over the situation because there's nothing I can do, but to sort of cut the negativity of that, of whatever happened, because I don't know what or who.
I feel that, and I do feel this was female, and I feel that this was done due to your work. And I do see what you're doing. And, we're not opening the door by just addressing that you've got a feeling. One of the biggest sayings, and especially with metaphysical, is we never go against our gut feeling. And I can feel it around you. They said this female did this out of some intent that's really awkward. So what are you doing is you're basically now just watching and putting out your protections and making sure that you're protected and you've got your stuff going in and your angels are making sure that you are with your protections at this point. They're also telling me here that as we get into this a little more intenser, this is what got you doing the energies is why this shielding's going. And your angel said it's going to come out. It's going to be a female, and she's it's like someone you never really even thought much about. You worked around, you did your thing, and you actually helped them. It's like you gave them something. You did something to kind of mentor them, and they had a love-hate thing with you. They also resented that you, what they thought came easily, doesn't realize that you've worked hard to get where you are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is your birth date, too. You have that astrology. Don't take offense. You have the astrology of one who goes out and works. Everyone knows with a female lion, when they're out there working, Cancer. Well, I got the lion thing tonight. I don't know what I'm doing with Leo.
It's funny. I have a Leo rising
oh.
in my time. I was born at 6:45 in the morning. So apparently I have the Leo rising also.
Oh. And it's strong with you, and it's good because that's what I keep feeling with you. And I'm like, whoa, I've got that really there. Here I am doing my energy, and what the angels are showing me with you is that really shows through. Now, you know, especially our rising is so vitally important, with reading your stuff and the work you've done and looking at your midheaven and what's going across. You're a person in this life. You're going to have two opportunities to really handle the big karma. Now, in the next 20-some days, everybody's going, that's what we do with Mercury. For you, it's doubly important, and what I see really going well is I see your protections up stronger, and I see some financial coming to you next month that has to do with some outside, it's actually a kind of a group that's working together on their own creativity or something. There's something you helped do. I kept thinking you were organizing a a woman group or something you put together to make financial means?
I don't do anything financially right now for myself. My husband's the provider. I did make a website, but there's no money involved. It just helps other people with, it helps myself, and all along the way I've helped a lot of other people just keep up their praying and inspiration and that sort of thing. So I don't know if maybe it's something that, you know, an opportunity maybe that opens up. That could be it.
I feel this is going to be really good, and it shows me that this is like there's other females involved, and what I really love that. You'll have to give me the site, and we'll help promote you with it. I really love the fact of helping people with entrepreneur, because I keep feeling like they're saying this is going to be really good financial. They're also showing me with you that, you know, it's ironic how you have a good husband. They're telling me the energy with you, too, and this is part of where you have a little bit of kind of people awkward. It's like you guys have a unique relationship. Do you mind sharing his birthday?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know, it's funny, Jethro. My husband's birthday is very close to yours, November 11th.
Oh, whoa.
Because when I saw you on your website, I noticed that. I said, oh, look, a Scorpio.
Yeah. He's a close birthday, too, and he's got energy. And see, this is really good with the Cancer. You guys are really compatible. The part with the fire and the other work with you and your Leo rising, he also is part of where you have this. You and him have one of those relationships that other people are trying to either duplicate or have a problem because of you guys have a strength together. When you two are together, you're strong.
Yes, that's very true.
Very good. Yeah. My hat off to you in this day and age, and I feel good with it, and I'm just feeling that for you. I feel your guides are saying that to keep that up. They said it's going to be resolved. I do feel this other part with the female is, and I welcome you, Lauren. Thank you for listening, and I feel like you're one of our family, and I better go. I've got
Thank
a lot on the
so
phone,
much.
And I chatted all night.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy your show. I'll continue listening.
Thank you, and that means a lot to me. Bless you.
Okay.
We've got our radio going a little wild here, and we thank you, Lauren. And that's one of the great things about Psychics Gone Wild is we've had the most funnest times with our lovely phone. Those of you who I've clicked in, hang on, because when it lets you in, it does when it wants. Mercury's kind of playing with me. We have a Skype caller here on 111. How are you doing? Hello? We really have a lot of fun going on with our show. This is Psychics Gone Wild. If you're calling on Skype, just say hello. Hello? I guess they're not going to let them in either. They've been doing this tonight.
What did you say?
Yeah, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. Hello? Okay, I feel that this person's going to be catching on here. We're going to get this going, and all of a sudden they're going to realize that they're on Skype with us and they're talking with their children. If you're hearing on the radio and you're on Skype, it comes up as 111, or it comes up if you're on Gmail on your computer. Hello? Okay, they're happy. We can feel that, and we're going to go right into the next caller here.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Really good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. My birthday is coming up soon, which is actually it's coming up next in 2 weeks in August. My birthday is actually August 12th, and I would like to know, do you see a move happening for me within the next 4 weeks, I would say, for the 6 weeks?
Oh, and I got to get your first name here, and happy early birthday for you, Leo birthday. We were talking about Leos before you. Your first name is?
My birthday, my name is Tessa.
Tessa, great, yes. And I got you down, you said August 11th is your birthday? 12th?
August 12th, yes.
Great. I've got here, and you had asked about a move, and what the angels are showing me with you, Tessa, is they're saying that there seems to be a transition for you in the move, but there's something delaying this. I keep feeling that you are...
Oh.
Ow, that word. When that word comes in and scares us. Come on,
yes.
Job. I see you really going through the energy here of it being a little later. I know that you'd said within, you know, I don't see it happening by the time of your birthday. I do see something really going here with you, Tessa. You're a very good person, and you're going through something here that's, I got tears in my eyes. I feel like you're, you're not only trying to get with the financial, but you've got something going on there where you're at where it's just enough.
Yes, it is. I've had enough, yes.
That's what the angel's telling me. They're also telling me that you've got another place you're trying to work out and get yourself going, and you've got other ideas. It's like building that bridge. You're doing it alone.
Yes. I have to be now, yes.
Okay. The angels are telling me that it's going to come through, but they said it'll be after your birthday. It's also going to be done with some outside other people together. It seems like you've got someone of like family or someone that's not helping, or someone that's supposed to help you that's kind of on their own little mental vacation right now.
Sort of like I have some little family issues, you know, going on. But it's not really, I think I have to more rely on myself than to rely on someone else to kind of get me out of this situation. So, I'm not really asking family for help right about now. I'm trying to really help myself to move on.
That makes sense to me. It also makes me really feel with you in the other part of this that there's something here. I'm getting tears from the other side. I get that you're very loved over there, and they're letting me understand. They're telling me that this situation and the love of the family is they were like the rock in the family. They were the ones that kind of kept everybody together. And you've always had some in the family that just get upset with you because they take it out on the ones they love.
Yes.
True. Oh, my goodness. And this is one of those situations with it that you are trying to make peace, but you, no matter what you do, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but now I'm kind of coming out of it. I'm standing up on my own.
That's a Leo. Whoa, that's what I would say. I hear you now. And I love what the angels are saying. They said it's going to be here a little bit later on. I am going to have you get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I'll send you that abundance prayer. It's done really well. Those of you who know, since we first started, I've had a lot of people call me back and gotten jobs or starting their work and then call back and keep us, you know, informed. It works
okay.
Real well. It's a free prayer. I'd send it to you. I suggest, you know, get a candle. Sometimes people go, I can't get a candle. Go down to the dollar store. Go somewhere. Get yourself a candle. In your case, what I keep feeling with you, especially with the Leo, is you need an orange candle, which is power. You need to be lighting that, doing the prayer, and then pinching it out, doing a real abundance prayer, and just know like you know. Because I see you getting a work. It's just the place you're in right now is real awkward. It seems like whenever you go to put in for work, You've got something there that it's. I don't think it's safe for you where you're living.
No, it's not safe at all. The way I'm not. It's not my place. It's not safe. But that's why I need to move kind of as soon as possible.
I feel you.
I don't really get a good night rest at all.
That's what I feel, and that's important. That's very important. And I do feel you have some Gemini in your chart, and that's very, very important for Geminis. You know, you've got to have that rest. The angels are also telling me that you've had something there that it's like they said, the angels, they said it's going to come later, but it's going to also be with a little bit of other help, and you're going to be in a different situation after your birthday. It's kind of like you're writing this out, and I'm going to put the prayer so we can change this and get it to go a little quicker, because you're in a situation where it's very uncomfortable.
Yes, it is, very.
You know? Well, and I really hope that you test my prayers out for you. We're going to keep that going. Let us know. We're all here for you. Join our psychic chat on our Facebook line, and we do put out a lot of prayers. Everybody works together. This is a family here, and what we do is put out thoughts and prayers to make sure that you're getting your stuff that you need and have some support, because I feel like you're kind of alone there on the stress. This is just too much.
I'm kind of, but like I said, I got to, because I'm the only person that can get me out of the situation right now, as far as living wise. So I'm the only person that can do it.
I feel it too, and I love what the fact of what the angels said with you. They said they're going to take you to a new realm with some work here, especially in September. The fall's really good for you. We just got to get you through it. It's ironic because this is a period of some transitional energy for you, not just the move transitional, but you're in a real strength there that you're letting go of a lot of other links that were around you. So as this goes through August, there's going to be some tears, and then there's going to be a real strength that as you start to get out and get these other things to happen, you're going to notice that there's going to be some more cranky family emotions, but it's for you to grow.
Yeah, I believe you. Oh, yes. See, the only thing where I'm living now, I'm supposed to move by the end of August, so I might have to ask for an extension to the end of September, because I'm definitely supposed to move. I can't really stay there much longer where I'm at now.
Oh, yeah. I get that. And I see that's part of where it's going. And that's what the thing is. This is what's causing such a demise. And then trying to have a job to physically get there to get over the moon tonight. I keep seeing a real sad thing, too, that's also happening for you as you're putting out your effect and your work. You're really trying to get the job, to get the place, to get out of there, and it's so much that when you finally do get to lay down, your mind's going in 17 ways, and you're trying to still come up with a solution. And it's really, the angels are telling me, had a really hard effect on you right now, is that you're not able to get this other part of the answer. And I can tell you what they're telling me is that there's something here going on with you a little bit, that the work is just, it's just really hard there. And I don't feel that they want you also to get too much into it. They keep telling me that they're going to give you, the guy just showed me, they're going to be working with you and put you in a position to work, but they want it in a different area. It's like a suburb or something.
Like a what? I'm sorry?
They're showing me like a different area. They keep showing me like you're here and your job's over in a different area, a suburb or something, or a territory, or a... Do you want
more? Maybe. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm sorry, too, and everybody keeps telling me I'm talking fast tonight, and I'm trying not to. I'm like, I just can't help that, you know? So, but I feel like that's what's going to happen, and I, you know, get with that prayer. Keep constant contact. We're going to help you. We've got a lot of people. We've got some phenomenal people. Linda Irwin's on, Amy Kavanaugh. We've got, you know, some really strong, very positive psychics on here with helping. And I feel like together we're going to help you get this to happen. You know, when two are together, you have the higher energy. When we all come together, we have such a positive force. I feel that's what you need. You need that extra oomph behind you to kind of get you to where it needs to be, Tessa. And I feel that, I still feel there's someone or something there trying to hold on to you. I keep getting this impression that someone's like sad and mad, and no matter what it is, they don't want you to go, but they don't want you to leave. It's confusing.
My mother. My mother. That's, yeah.
And it's a shame, because what's really happened is they do, I mean, she loves you, but it's really confusing, because every time you and her have these conversations, it seems to be really not helping either one of you, and it's very uncomfortable. And as things have gone on, for you to have your things and get going, This has just really come to the end.
Yeah, so I'm kind of dealing with that now, because I had to actually cut her off out of my life so that I can actually move on. So that's, yeah, because of I think she was trying to hold on to me and wouldn't let me grow, and I can't, you know, it's more to the story, but it just took a lot from me.
I feel it, and I see you guys working through. I'll tell you the even better part is you two are working through this. You have my really respect. Being a guy is so different with us and moms than girls are. You know, I come from a family of eight, and it's one of those things that, you know, and I honestly know this is my own opinion, so everybody's going to write in and get mad at me. I love moms, but I do honestly believe that moms with sons are a little different sometimes than they are with daughters.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
You know, and that's I love the fact, you know, make sure, because I see you two really love each other, and it's just like, it's kind of one of those love things. It's like you two are like swimming around the pool together, and you keep dunking each other, you know, and it's like,
yeah.
Hey, ladies, play nicely, and then you kind of do a little distance, and I see this being better. And Tessa, I'm going to give you blessings. Keep with us. We'll help you get through this move.
I most certainly will, yes.
Okay. Thank you, and this is Psychic Jethro. We're going to go ahead and let Tessa go, because we've got a couple more of you guys getting really intense. And I love when you email me, but no, I have to go with what the angels say, so be patient.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and bless you, Tessa. As we're going into Psychics Gone Wild tonight, we have a really great opportunity here to take just a moment and get all of you guys who know about our really good Ganderma coffee. It's a mushroom from China. It's something that is used to really help detox and work with. And you can get the coffee, the hot chocolate, or some of the other products like this. We even have lotions. They have toothpaste and a lot of other products with this Ganderma mushroom in it by calling 719-289-4907. And if you really would really want to get in this month on a deal and get a good situation for it and you want to try it out, you can also get yourself set up and have a reading done at the same time. So I really suggest with you guys, it's really a good affordable way to do this. Or if you want that really strong, intense reading, especially with Psychic Jethro, go ahead and get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. That's jethrosmith.net. And set up an appointment. It's also how I take my psychic classes. I'm doing an 8-week course. I do it through the computer. So I send you your computer class, and then we talk on the phone once a week, and once a week I send you the 8 modules to the class, so that when we get done, you've had 8 classes on the computer with it, and then you've had 8 times on the phone with me. I do encourage my students to do the 30 minutes with me, and then if you have questions, you always email me or give me a call, and I don't have a problem with calling you. I know that a lot of them are like, how do you do this? Well, the greatest part is it's going to enhance what you've got. My success rate is that I put a lot of energy in. I do work with you on Skype if you can do it, or a picture. So I read your aura, and I tailor the class to what your gift is. If you're very open and you're seeing energies, then I tailor the class to putting out where you're able to hear. I apologize. We're having a little technical difficulties here. So what I do is I tailor the class so that you're able to get the most out of the class to help you with your psychic abilities. I do it very affordable. Those of you who know and have taken other classes, they're I'm probably a tenth of the amount, especially for 8 weeks of what you're going to see in other things. And when you get done, I do a certificate. So you have a certificate from, Reverend Psychic Jethro, and it does stipulate that you have completed my basic metaphysical class. I have a lot of people who structure it more. I have a class that you also get when you do this, and I send it to you. You've done my psychic defense. I require that all students go through a psychic defense class before they end my class, because I want to make sure that you are very up and strong and your shields and protections are there to be able to protect you in this world and doing readings. A lot of my students I really do promote, and from that level, I work with you on readings of different types of reading. So, it's something to give a try to. We've had a lot of fun, and it's something to really enhance your gift. I know, and I've had a lot of them ask me, I'm always learning. Starting with Friday of it, we have had me on the weekends. We're going to be doing some switching around. We got some new surprise guests, as you guys found out yesterday with Tony, and we found out with Tryon. We're going to be adding some males to the group, and it's really a great opportunity for you guys to get a chance. We've got phenomenal people like Amy Kavanaugh. We've got Casey Kelly and her birth cards. We've got Linda Irwin. We've got Medium Celeste. And if you guys listen in tonight into Living in the Psychic Realm at 714-333-3354, later on the evening, you will get to hear Medium Celeste giving out readings with her mystic abilities. And one of her really good gifts is she very sensitive, intuitive, and works with her clients and people there. Please give her a call. Try it out. We've got a couple of you guys waiting here, and I will give you one more call, and then I'm going to have to go get a little break because it's been a really dry day here in Florida. 347, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Jethro?
Really great. I thank you, and I feel very grateful that you called into our show, and I'm really glad we're having one of those Mercury retrogrades, so the phone's being a little...
I'm glad we're connected. My name is Nuriel, and I'm calling from New York City.
Great. Okay, and I really feel with you that you are having... My hat off to you in New York City. I've always felt that someday I would probably visit there. I've been in L.A., but I've never been to New York, and I see with the energy that you guys have a lot of the similarity there. Your world is pretty intense. You have a lot happening. They're telling me that you are a very, very intuitive person yourself.
Yes.
You very much are very gifted in the fact that you're able to sense and sense things really well. You're good with people. What you feel in your gut feeling with people, you could take to the bank.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have you say your name again only because of the phone and the angel, but they're giving me some energy, and then they're doing this, and I'll find out why. But give me your name again.
Okay, Nuria.
Yeah. I also am getting here with you that you're not only going through this, they're telling me that there's something else with other relationships. They're showing me that you have some people that kind of lean to you and people that you're kind of you're kind of shielding something with. You're kind of like, you kind of give them like the, I call them the shirt tail relation, and don't get offended, but I have family that I kind of tell them a little bit. They're like my shirt tail, but I don't tell them everything because they're
right.
not really covering
right.
the main parts of me. They're just there, and they're doing it. And I go, thank you for laughing. People get offended with psychic Jethro's sense of humor. But what I get with them is they're kind of, they're really not only kind of, let's just be blunt, they're really kind of in your business. And
yes.
there's something going on there. They're telling me that you are, you're giving them this energy and you're giving them like, you know, a little bit of a snack, but it's not really what's on the plate. Well, you're
Correct.
Talking to them, there's a brownie over here you're keeping to yourself, and you're telling them you're eating vegetables all week. There's something going on here. It's a good thing, and the angels are telling me that they're helping you right now in a way that's really, most people wouldn't really, I don't know what, how to say it, but they're strengthening you up in your heart because they're telling me that you have had something here with love. There's something about relationship with you that's been going on that it's like you have some kind of magic thing going on with you that's really, it's magic, but I feel like relationships are doing something really unique with you. The last couple of years has been like, here starts this relationship and then things go just lulu.
Yes, that is so true.
That is really unique, and I'll tell you what else they're showing me. Please, we can laugh, and I'm glad you got a sense of humor because it's like, oh my goodness! And it's your angels, it's your guides. It's like they're telling me that they love you, and their angels are telling me that your guides are doing some of this. I mean, they to be in a relationship with you. This person can start out with you having dinner, and your guides have pretty much quizzed them to their fifth generation of what's going on with them. They're like, your guides are really, really intense, and they're a good guides, and I thank you because they're being real positive and they're letting me read you like this, but they're the ones who first stopped me there, and now they're okay with me, but they're hilarious. Your angels and your guides are like very strong, and they're like, they want to know it all, and they've got time. If you know, sit down, they've got time. They want to know with me. And I'm okay, and I passed all the Christian tests, I passed all the good tests, and they've got time. They want to know with me what I did, you know, like in the fourth grade. And I'm like, what is going on with you? And it's a good thing, and it's, you're not like this. You are one of those people that very much, you live life and enjoy here, and you're pretty much what you feel with your gut feeling you're going with. And your guys are like making you be more left-sided drink. They're like, no, you will take it to that fifth level. And going, okay, and then they go, all right, you want to have a relationship, and they just like, they make it lulu. I mean, I kind of feel sorry for it, don't be offended, but some of the people that tried to be with you in a relationship got spun around like they were on a waltz and kicked in the butt. It's just like, their whole life went lulu there. You know, it's like, I bet they were like, okay, and what happened here? And they're probably still out there a little dazed from this. Oh my goodness, this is unique. Do you mind
wow.
telling me your birth?
Yes, March 26th, I'm an Aries.
Oh, see, and this is it. This is what's getting you here. This is really cool. You are on a restart of another life. You're an older soul, and as we go out with the first house of March, you're going back again. You were honoring some other lives. That's why you got guides like
yes.
that.
Yes.
You weren't good in those lives. You kind of were like, you had extra. You had a collection of dating on a hook, what I call it. You had one over here for Wednesday you wore, and then you wore one for Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. I don't want to come cranky. And you had, and now they're making you work at it harder. And this is funny because, you know, you're kind of dangerous. I mean, I just got to tell you. Because it's like they put you out there to bait them, but they've got to be honest. And in relationships, we all know everyone kind of at first is a little modest, and sometimes
right.
people will, couple months, you know, we have that honeymoon period, they kind of try to shine it on, and your guides don't allow that. Not at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Intense. I'm going to have you get to a specific question. I hope that helped. Thank you for calling in. You're original. Most Aries are just fun, ornery, really blunt people and just the partiers. Most of these friends are like, let's go. You were pretty wild. You got a little kick back there, and you're like, and it better be with the right intent. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Mm-hmm. Tricky.
Yeah, my question was more geared toward finances. And since I'm going deeper in my spiritual journey, and I'm being guided more so to start doing readings and delving in that a little bit more at the same time, you know, making a living at it at the same time. So, because my intuitive gift is really sharpening, and I really want to start doing readings and studying runes now. And but generally, I can read without that, but I'm feeling more drawn to the runes right now at the moment.
And, you know, and I'm going to tell you this thing that is one of my teacher's favorite thing, and this is for all men readers out there, is we really do our readings, but we like to be where we do check with other tools, and we do go through them. And then what really comes down to it is just comes down, you're the tool. So all those other things you've got around there doing it, but I love what you're doing. And I my hat off to you. I see you being really phenomenal about the fact that you sit down and do like a what I would call a palm reading, where you just touch the person's hand or you sense it. You're able to go, okay, you touch that pinky part, there's the Mercury mound. Then you feel it. Sense what you're feeling. What are these people like with people? You can sense it. You're, I mean, I can feel you reading me through the phone. Like, you know, my hat off. We're both very positive psychics. And I can feel your guides are going, here, I can see you reach down and do it. If I was like as your teacher, I would work with you that way. I'd work with the old school. I'd say, first of all, you put all those books away. Put them back. Put them down. Later you can read. You can put all that knowledge in, that left side. You can get all of those M&Ms at once. Right now, we're going to sit down. I'm going to have you just open your senses, because you're able to sense color. You pick up their people's aura, the color of their aura. You've seen energies. As a child, you went through something a little hurtful here, and it made you stronger.
Yeah.
You are very phenomenal. And what I would do with you is there, it's like, go ahead, get that set up, do some work there. You've already got the gift. And then, you know, we always do this with the readings, and it's what we do is that, you know, I love the old stores. When I worked in, like, Crystal Castle, or I worked in Jaded Lair was another store. Yes, I worked there. I worked in Dreams or Not, but it was kind of cool. But I also... You know, they would have me come in and sit down and have you do it. And then what you do is you'd read for people, and it'd always be the guarantee. The guarantee is if they sat down with you and said, you know, Jethro, you're scaring me. I like to date pink gorillas, and I've been dancing with giraffes all my life, and you're telling me I'm a person? I don't know what it is. I gave them their money back, and I went to the daiquiri bar or whatever they call it. So I'm just telling you a good example. In your case, what I see happening for you is I see you going in a place like that, and you do that because the old rule is if you're not comfortable, then you don't pay. And that's what I see it happening. And I see you standing there. Aries are phenomenal. One thing, never, never push an Aries. All of you who are listening to astrology, an Aries will not admit. They will go down gone. I know that the saying, I would rather die and admit that they were wrong, or admit with it. If you push them in a corner, even if they were wrong, they might have started out the first time just joking with you. They were just teasing you. You know, I was making fun. Somebody starts pushing an Aries, the whole game set changes. That Aries
right there. Yes, sir.
They're phenomenal. I have quite a few friends, very good friends. And it doesn't matter, male or female, you push an Aries, no, they're going to push back. You know? So I thank you for calling. I hope I helped you.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm going to take a look at your course, too, your 8-week class as well.
Thank you. I feel that. And I also have some ideas here with you and some other stuff on business. I got people doing the thing, but I feel we're going to be in the class. I'm also going to be a friend. You know, in this metaphysical, I really never ever met a person I didn't like, and I always compliment. I love, the more readers we get out there, the better. You know, we ever do a fair up there in New York, me and you and my girlfriend, we'd be out there just wake them up. Come on, New York.
All right.
Let's get crazy. You know, they laugh. When I go to a fair, they know when I hit the door. My son was teasing me tonight, and he goes, when you're there, Dad, he goes, we know. And it's like, it's just like you're so wound, you're so energized. I've had people tease me through the years that when we did them in Denver, they have like 375 psychics. And people are like, oh, my gosh, look. And it's like, bring it in. Get some candy. Let's get some brownies. I don't, you know, I like to eat. I like to get wild.
I love it.
You would love it.
Yeah, me too. You know. That's all right.
Excellent. Cool. Well, bless you, and I'm sure we'll talk.
Yes. Sure. We'll be in touch, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have...
Thank you, and we're on Psychics Gone Wild, and it's going a little wild here, and we obviously got to talking about food and having readers, and I want to thank you. You've made my night, New York. We're talking to everybody up in the classes, and we've got a little one here on the phone, and it's like, I know who this is. This is my son I was just talking about. Ryan, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, Ryan. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello?
Hello, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, this is your dad, and I'm glad you got in here. We were just talking about you. Was your ears ringing? Could you hear me on the phone?
Yeah, I heard you talking about New York. It sounds like a good day up there.
Yeah, we were discussing about with helping people in the readings, and I'm glad you called in tonight. We've had a lot of people this last week. I've been telling everybody about the questions, and I feel that those grandkids are sitting there being crazy, and I want to thank you. We love the fact that's going here, and we're having a great time, and I thank you in New Jersey. I would love to come to New Jersey. Someday we'll be there. You guys are listening to Psychics Gone Wild, and this is my son, Ryan James Smith. Ryan, I got a question for you. Growing up with a psychic, was it different than the other kids that you knew about?
Different but better. Kind of get in the cookie jar and say it was my older brother.
That's true. You know, you're really gifted, and you years ago decided to put a lot of this down, but you know, you've always had the ability, and those of you who've listened to the show know Ryan's my best birthday son. He was born 26 years and 26 minutes apart. Sounds like your little guys are up wound tonight. We were just talking to an Aries, and how's that grandson that's an Aries of mine there?
Oh, they're getting down to hell. We're playing with a little Mocha right now.
Very cool. Very good. So that's what you end up naming the puppy?
Yeah, I named him Mocha. He's like a little Mocha copy.
Very cool. We got those copies in the family. I'm doing copy. You're naming your dog after Mocha. I love
yeah,
there.
He's like you want coffee.
You want coffee. Okay, well, I'm on the radio here, guy. I mean, work with me. You know, dummy up. No, I love you. I'm glad we're on here, and it's the truth. I am very hyper. You're pretty calm, Ryan, and I was having a friend ask me the other night, do you remember when we were talking about reading with the cards? How did I first start you out reading with the cards? Was it playing cards or tarot, or how did I first work with your child?
It'd be the tarot, where we had to read the book first and learn about the meanings behind the cards when they popped up.
Very true. Yes, it is. You're right. I'm going with it, and I was looking over. I had a friend ask me, she goes, that's a really wild thing that you did with him. And I said, yeah, we're talking about your older brother, and those of you who know have kept up that I had another son, and his name was Jeffrey. And Jeff was very gifted, too. He, at the age of 9 years old, read for a girl at a metaphysical fair in Laramie, Wyoming, and knocked her socks off. He pretty much just laid those cards out, read it like he knew the whole time. That was part of where they got the other part. They turned around and let me know that their dad had been teaching them this, you know, and they were just going to show me. And I said, okay, and I allowed them to do it. And the really excellent part we had was you were really on. Do you remember, Ryan? That was pretty really with it.
Jeffrey's always been more with the cards. I was more with the wands and healing stones and energies and shields.
Very true. And with the healing ability, I remember you freaking people out. They came into the fair and here we were out of place. And do you remember them coming in and they thought that Jeffrey was me? Because my nickname, people called me Jeff back then. And Jeff is there and Ryan's working on people with a wand, healing their backs and doing this. And these ladies were like, oh no, this is the psychic. He's like 12 years old and here's his buddy. And Ryan's like, here, you'll be next.
Oh, yeah, you're only one young, you can get away with it when you're young.
You're still young, you know, you're not that old just because you're a dad, but we got a really good thing going on here, Ryan, that we've been talking about with the Indigo, and I just want to thank you for taking time out from taking care of the kids and everybody to come on Dad's show and
right.
A few minutes here of what you've been going through. One of those, tell him I saw SpongeBob, I got pictures of him on Facebook.
Jeffrey.
Was that Jeff? Tell little Jeff hi, that's my Jeffrey Jr. We have a grandson, three, that's a Libra. Very cool. Tell him, hey.
Oh, he's sitting at the puppy trying to chase him and play.
I love it. Enjoy that time. You know, and what I also got with him happening, Ryan, is we've been kind of going through energies here, and I had people ask me, you know, pretty much with opening and raising with their children, and we're going to be doing a lot of work with everyone. I know with... through the years, like we were saying, they always pretty much, you guys went, they even went with me to the fairs and stuff. What would you suggest to someone who had a child like you that was psychic like me? What do you think I did that shouldn't have been done, Ryan?
Well, hard question to answer, Dad.
okay, that's the truth. I mean, I'm all the way to Florida. I can't do anything. Just the
you're
truth.
You're like
you know.
On opening up to hearing or are there fears on it? That's too much at too. So my opinion would be a kid learns at his own pace, and if he wants to learn it, he will. If he don't, then he won't.
Cool.
You can't teach a grasshopper how to jump. He knows how to jump.
Thank you, Ryan, and I love that. And those of you who know, I'm a very good child advocate, and Ryan is the joke of my life of the fact that I didn't believe in spankings, and Ryan likes spankings, and we've always laughed because Ryan is just a blessing and a positive person in my life. And what we really have went through years is we're really close. Everyone knows that we really tease each other a lot, and I love you, Ryan, for your honesty. I also love the fact that you... we have been talking about going through and you coming back and doing some stuff here with the psychic, and I look forward to it. I know through the years that Ryan was my one that always went with me. You know, he was my Scorpio, being born on my same birthday, and we would go to fairs, and everybody would just go, whoa, and Ryan likes business. He's got a Capricorn rising, so he would just run in these businesses. And like I was talking to the person earlier from New York, isn't it fun at those fairs? We just get totally wild.
Oh, yeah, it's fun until your dad tells the girl how old you really are.
Oh, you'd remember that one. You know, you were too young to be trying to go off and play pool and go to a bar. I do remember that. Yes, I do.
Well, I could have played pool. I could have tried.
Yeah, until the cops came in and took you, and I didn't have bail money that month. It had been intense. Yeah, that
well,
is
I never
true.
Said I'd go to the bar. And good time.
Very good time. I thank you, Ryan. I welcome you in. We're going to turn around, me and you together, and we're going to have an original for those of you on Psychics Gone Wild. 803, you're on live with Psychic Jethro and his son, Ryan James. How are you tonight?
Hi, how
are you? Great. I want to welcome you and thank you. And if you'll give me your first part of your name.
Debbie,
I welcome you, and I'm going to... feel here with the energy. I've got something going, Debbie. I may have to have you, because of the Mercury retrograde, give me your birthday or a little more here in energy. I'm getting a lot of static. I don't know if you can hear me very well or not.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
My birth, December 22nd, 1956, Capricorn. Right on the cusp.
Cool, Debbie. As we were just talking, that's Ryan's, most of Ryan's chart is Capricorn. It's a very cool sign. My
wow.
One here with, so
Ryan,
I've got here.
You?
Cool. No, very good. He's and Ryan, you know what it is? It's Ryan the Scorpio with Capricorn. And I got here with you, Debbie. I'm filling out some other energy for you that I'm really feeling you're really going through a lot. They're telling me that you're working and doing some other change there. You are putting in some other time that you wanted.
Right.
You work way hard. That's one thing about a Capricorn. Sometimes Capricorns don't know... They work hard and they do things hard. It's just you have one gear.
right. And I know that. I just had a reading actually with you about 2 weeks ago.
Excellent.
I had a reading done. But yeah, I'm going through a lot right now because I lost my husband and now I lost my mom. So it's been hard.
My prayers are out with you, and I thank you. It's been a little while. I hope I helped you. You sound to me like you're not only hard over the heavy of the loss, but I feel like something else is going on with you right now. You seem to be you're ready to do something different. Something's not setting right in your life.
Oh, I don't know. Nothing's right now, so I don't really know. I'm just really confused about a lot. You know, when I lost my husband, I kind of lost part of me.
That's really, you know, in the grieving process, and as we were, you know, talking here, I know that me and Ryan can tell you, losing someone close with love, you have our deepest sympathies. He lost his brother, I lost my son, and it was not, it's something that it is just, you got to talk about it, you got to go with people, but, you know, it is hard, even knowing psychically, it was not easy for me knowing he was over there. You know, he was
right.
Telling me, it's okay, and I'm like, okay, you're dead. You know, what do you mean you're okay? Jeff had a funny sense of humor. But I also feel with you, Deb, that as they're going through that this is going to do this transitional, that you're going to do the other part, is they're really working with some other things for you. And I feel the love and the angel working with you coming through some other stuff right now is that you're ready to take on some more stuff that's going to happen here the next month. I see you as a Capricorn putting yourself more into work next month just because you're trying to fill this void. They love you, but like you understand, it's still frustrating.
Right.
You know?
I try to think, just so I don't have to think about every day.
That's what I get. I really get that. I feel that. And I, you know, my hat's off to you, and I thank you for calling in. You definitely come and, you know, become one of us. Listen, you're one of our family. You know, do our psychic chat, and my hat's off. And I also feel at this time, too, you're going through a little bit of other things. Make sure you're getting your vitamin Bs. They're telling me your nerve system or something's going on. I'm feeling a little bit of achy, and you got to make sure and take care of you. I know we'll even eat a little something. Make sure you're not, you know, it's real hard at that time.
Yeah, well, that, I haven't been taking care of myself too good. You know, I worry about everybody else, but I guess I will. I'm trying.
Promise me, you know, put a thing there. I know that, you know, a couple boiled eggs in the fridge, do some things so you got some stuff set around. I know I can relate with you. I've always been kind of thin, and then I went through a system where after the grief and with Jeff, I couldn't remember to eat, and then I went through, it's a grieving process. I also will be honest, I did go to a grieving class. It was something that they set up in the town, and it was a circle, and people went there, like hospice or different areas, and it did help having someone to talk. My mom just passed away here in June. I talk about it. I do it. We're going to do a birthday party for her back home. Her 80th birthday, she would have been 80 the 27th of August, and we're going to have an 80th party. She's on the other side. She's over there. She's free from pain. My mom was a very strong, beautiful woman, very intense Native American, very, very much what I feel like you have with this, very much worker. I mean, she could work from...
Play in June. June?
We're going to be going this August, August 27th.
Oh, because my mom just passed away June 14th, too.
Well, mom's was June 12th. See, oh, isn't this very common? It's the very time they took angels home, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least they're happy.
Yeah. I love you dearly, Debbie. I'm going to let you go with this. The phone's being awkward. Please get a hold of us again, and I welcome you on the show, and I... You know, please check into some of those things. I see it get a little better, and you've got my heart. I know that, you know, she is in a better space. And
I will. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you and bless you. And we're having one of those nights on Psychics Gone Wild that the phones are just going wild there. Debbie and I, thank you for calling in. We've got Psychic Jethro and Ryan James Smith, his son, the other psychic. And Ryan, are you there? Can you hear us?
Hey, I'm here. I was just going to buzz away and say something.
Okay.
I'm going to probably tell her... Like, when my kids are sad or, you know, when I'm sad, I get a pound of double chocolate chip ice cream. Just go back and remember the good times. Focus on the good times and the good memories you have, not the bad.
Right.
And,
Do you love that? We'll give you some chocolate chip. We need some chocolate chip in there, right? No wonder you're always getting the candies. I'm on this health thing and you're telling me that. I'm like, hey. Oh, I'm teasing you.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you. Love you too, Debbie. And what we're having here, that's a good idea, write a little chocolate chip, and we'll kind of go through with other people on this. That those of you who've been contacting us, we are having a really good contest again, and we're doing this contest of anyone who's bought the book Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith. Send the receipt to psychicjethro@aol.com, and August 1st, we will be giving away an hour full reading by Psychic Jethro over the phone, and we'll be giving away a one-page email reading by Medium Celeste from Sedona, Arizona, to one lucky winner. So tune in, and we'll give the contest away. We do have, I have given out two, and I'm waiting for those contests on it, and we haven't done one a little bit in the chat room. We'll look in here and see what we got and giving away a contest. I welcome all you guys. Thank you that's in there, you know, and it's like I love the fact in there. Thank you, Pam Rogers. You know, it's too bad about your mom, and thank you with that. Yeah, me and Rye are pretty cool. We love you guys in there, and we're talking on Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Ryan James Smith. We thank everybody, and looking at the clock, we're going to take a few minutes. Those of you who haven't heard him in a while, Faded Boys, who was on with me in June on Psychics Gone Wild, who have played in front of Snoop Dogg, phenomenal male band from California, good friends, and are going to be coming back. Let's take a few minutes commercial and listen to Faded Boys. Thank you.
building and they fail. Made a voice good, shout to keep the ball rolling.
To the rainbow, climb to the sky. One puff ain't enough, no lie. Hit the touch, make the world get high. Create a voice, God, dream, let's fly.
Everywhere we going, we know where the party people at. In the air, we don't care, no matter where we at. I put a cloud in the sky. I put a cloud in the sky.
We're getting it poppin', no need to slow up. G-Wiz, I don't fuck with black and yellow. Golden days, purple nights, I'm just here to rock a fellow. Whistle mellow, hello, let me tell you what my name is. Mr. Cali, but I'll show you what the grade is. A-plus, let me show you what the strain is. OG, only smoking on the greatest. Twizzle, play, blow a cloud to the sky. One puff ain't enough, no lie. Hit the ducks, make the world get high. Pray the boy, sky, gang, let's fly.
Everywhere we go, when we know where the party people at.
Wonderful. Faded Boys and Put a Cloud in the Sky. Obviously, a lot of people are going, I can't believe you advocate. What I'm advocating is putting a thought out there, putting energy out there, and I love their music, and they're very good. What I also advocate is we are in a country where we have a lot of variety, and I welcome each and every one of you to tune in to Psychics Gone Wild. We're at the last of the show here. We've got 15 minutes left. I've got three of you on the line, and I intend to give you a little bit of a reading and have a lot of fun. So, hang on, everybody, and let's get a little bit of fun. Those who have tuned in, I have my son, Ryan James, was here, popped in and played a visit. He's out making those kids be good. They're having fun and sound like they were going to go play with their dog, Mocha. So, you know, what do you do when they're partying and they're having a party with ice cream and Mocha? That's who wins out. 239, this is Psychic Jethro, and I want to welcome you to Psychic's Gone Wild. And how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good. My name is Lana. And I'm in Florida. I have a question regarding romantic relationship for myself. I seem to be meeting people that I'm not really compatible with, and I'm wondering what you see there for me.
Lana, I see this... I see there's something happening here with you. I feel like there's been some things go on and you didn't really ask for it. It's like you're kind of in a situation where things are getting really... I feel them getting intense, Lana, and I'm going to have you say the person's just first name so I can get permission from the guys to read you both.
The person's first name?
Mm-hmm.
You mean someone I'm attracted to?
Yes.
That would be Phil.
Okay. The guides are telling me with you that you didn't go out looking for a relationship. You're attracted to him, but the guides are telling me you'd like to be in a relationship with Phil, and that's why they're telling me. They said it's like you're not... It's like part of you, I feel, is like looking for a relationship. Part of you isn't.
Well, I don't think he's... I don't think he wants a relationship, so...
Okay. That's why I'm getting one. Okay, and that's what that. I thank you because it's like they're saying one isn't, part of it isn't, part of it is. What I also get with you, Lana, that's going to happen here is I feel you're going to be in something later. I do feel there's a relationship coming. You said Florida, and my hat off to you, boy. We're having warm weather. I'm over here in Tampa, and it's like, you know, I guess that's normal here. I just moved here, so I'm like, man.
Oh.
Did somebody forget to call in the wind? You know?
Not in July and August.
That's what they told me. I'm flying out of here in August, and they're all teasing me because they're like, where are you going? I go, where there's mountains and air.
This is true.
Be in the Rocky Mountains back home.
Well, we have air conditioning.
I love it. What I've got here, and I've got them telling me, is there's a relationship coming for you. And they said that there's a relationship going to be there, but I don't feel with Phil. And I think he doesn't really want the relationship, but I see that he could be a very good potential where you have the interest in him and your guides do. The really odd part I keep seeing is I keep seeing another person in you in the relationship. I see someone also who really likes you. I keep getting this male attraction. You have a person that really, really likes you, but it's not able to really address going out with you. Some kind of wallflower there. I keep feeling that you've got someone who's seen you, knows you, and it's not a scary, like, stalker kind. It's a kind of, they like you and they're okay. They just never really presented themselves. I keep seeing that the guys are telling me, too, that, like, you go to some social events and it's not been happening there. So, like, you
correct.
Know,
that's correct. Yes.
That's sad. And that's one thing I would like to tell you guys all out there in the country. I just laugh at you guys, you men who want a relationship. Go into the church. Find the good person. Go into the place. I have men call me. I'm sorry, Lon. I'm getting on my pedestal with them. They call me. I can't find a real good woman. Where are you going? If you're running into Walmart, well, yeah. I mean, the people hanging out in Walmart, what are they hanging out there for? You know, a really cool person's in there. She buys her stuff. She rolls out the door. You know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know? I believe this. Sorry, I had to get on there for a minute. But that's
but
just my own sex to kiss.
A good guy
mm-hmm.
wants to, you know, be a man.
Thank you. And you're right. And I love. And Lana just got the award for the honesty tonight. I love that because it's true. You know, you guys, you know, if you're shopping, make sure you're being out there where they've got. And I love with that because, Lana, I do see this happening. I do see this right now with the other social. I see you doing a little bit of a change where you start to go a little more on what you're looking at and what you want. And I can see that I keep feeling like with you, you're a really headed for a relationship. They're telling me by the time you get into October, they're going to be a different person. They said Stan. They keep saying something about Stan.
Uh-huh.
No, this is a new one. I don't feel you've got this person that you've got, the one that the other's still not going to address, that's kind of likes you. I laugh at you, Lana. You've got that kind of energy. You've got a very, I love your name, and I like your energy. You have a very classy energy. Take it as a compliment from the Scorpio male. You're one of those people, very strong, very positive person. You just want a real strong man who's positive and can move about life. You're not about games. You're not about silly. You're pretty. What they see is what they get with you. You're really very
that's
unique.
True. I scare people away.
And that's what they get. See, that's why I was on my stool. You guys call me, and then they call Psychic Jester on the one. Where's the cool one? Well, Lana, wake up, you people. Smell the coffee. You know, here we are going. You know, Florida, what's with you? So what I love and what the angel's telling me with you is that you pretty much have been making them a little nervous. I also see that the really excellent thing is they're saying the angels with me, as we're going through this year of ascension and opening with energy, by the time we get into 2013, you're going to be in a strong relationship. They're pulling out
mm-hmm.
energies and they're doing it. They also said what's happened is that you've got some... Yeah, you've got some ones who want to date you, but they don't want to play for keeps, and you're a keeper. You do not play games. If they want you to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they better have you as the main course, or they're not going to get to go on any salad bar hunts. I mean, that's how they're telling me.
You're right.
I love that.
Yeah, they don't seem to want to play for keeps. That's a good one, and Phil included, and I've come to that conclusion. With him, I'm pretty sure that's his modus operandi.
Mm-hmm. That's what the guys are telling me, and they didn't. Your guides, basically, when I talked to him, and what the angels are showing me is that you really care for him, and he don't realize that you're a keeper. You know, you're the type of one you take out, you treat her good, and you stay around, and you would do the world for anybody you loved. You are
mm-hmm.
one of the keepers, and he's not getting in his head. You know, when you got the real thing, grab onto it because they don't come along every day, guys. You know. The ratio is, I have mine's older ratio because I used to be single and I kept track of this then. But the ratio to find someone like we're talking here who does do what we just said, those positive things that Lana has, is kind of, I think it's one out of every so many 100,000. It's a really scary ratio. I'm not left side brain. I always have someone help me. It's not pretty with me. But I know that statistically, if you find a woman who's old-fashioned, who believes in her man, who will go the way, who will help him, sickness and health and all those things, grab her, cherish her, take photos of her, treat her, be good, because there's not a lot out there. And when I was studying this and I heard about this in Sedona, one of the really intense things that got me was a lot of the statistics and the ones that were coming in. I had a lot of men's group who were like, you know, this is what they were coming up with, and they were doing it through work of divorce attorneys, insurance companies, and all these statistics. And sadly, a lot of the women were like, you know, what's he going to do for me? Where, what kind of bank account does he have, and how long? And men the same way. I saw this. So when you find, on the other hand, a guy who's really good and wants to play for keeps, you found one of these statistics. I believe you're a diamond in the rough, and I just feel that you're also ready. You got the polishing already done, so the rough's not there. They just need to realize and be with the sparkle, or they're goofy.
what's his problem? What's Phil's problem?
I think that I feel that he really is worried about the fact that when you and him get together, that you know, he's got to be able to measure up, and it's like he can be all of it. He's just not really, he's not to take on and do this whole responsibility. He don't realize that he's getting better at home. I mean, I love this, and it's a Native American expression. You can take this. It's like, you got better stuff at home. If you're out there checking, and with what you're doing there, he's still not got it in his head, I've got this at home. I'm complete. He's still a little nervous, and so he gets back a little shaky, going, okay, I love her, but I'm still not ready for that, the word commitment. I'm still not ready to go, and I don't want to date, because then it means I'm here. And it's not realizing that's the greater part of it. And this, don't take offense, males. I know I'm going to get a lot of rape. My sex is known for this. We got to grow up. I love what Lana said. We got to be big men here. We got to be grow up and be a man. That's exactly it. And you get this so many times when we go through. Those of you who listened on last night, Tony Naomi from California, Working with Relationships, Pamela Cummings, another one who was on our show. Our sex, the males, a lot of times will be like, they want the fun. We want to do. We want the silly. And then when it starts to get to be like these things, we get a little nervous. And I feel that Phil cares with you. He's just not realizing. He's got a good one. You know, you're, and I don't see you in it. I see you going, okay, you're kind of a little cash. You don't really want this. And you, sadly, you, when you're done, you're done. I keep feeling that from you. They keep saying that if it ain't happening, you're polite. And pretty soon you go somewhere where there is bigger boys.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to change. I don't know, but I don't think he's going to change his ways, so to speak. He's scared, really too scared. He's not.
Nope.
He's immature.
That's what I see, too. Actually. And I bless you, Lana. We got 6 minutes. I'm going to welcome you to come back. Let us know. I feel that other relationship. If you get a chance, do an email reading with me or try the coffee out. And I thank you.
All right.
Nice
well,
to be your neighbor now.
Thank you. All right. Yes, we are. All right. Bye-bye. You'll get used to the heat.
Thank you. I love this show. You know, we just had a neighbor here in Florida, and it's just really great. We'll all put our blessings out. And Lana, you guys get to hear. That was a very quality person. You know, the angels are really good about this, and you'll hear this and notice on Psychics Gone Wild. I thank you guys tonight, all of you called in. I did a special angel prayer tonight, and I felt that the energy and the love is out there. And I want to thank each and every one of you who've kind of watched, and those of you who are really our advocate followers, always check with us. You know, I can run right down the room right now, and I get emotional with every name that comes up in our chat room. You're all family. You're all loved. And I do welcome and I do love the fact that everybody always calls in and talks to Psychic Jethro. Now, we got 5 minutes left, and you're the last person on the show, 203. It's you and me. Let's just hang on for a minute. We're going to laugh, and we're going to take just a second here. So hang on 1 minute, and I'll be right back. This is Psychic Jethro, and thank you for that. I had to check our lines and make sure that we've got everybody working on properly. 203, again, is you and me on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Jethro?
I'm doing real good. We're getting a little, trying to get a little wild here, and we did angel prayers, and they're making us be good. We've had all these cool people like you call in, and I thank you.
Thank you. This is Woody.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I was wondering when you see any moving where I'm from. See any
Woody?
Move?
Oh, Oh, man. I've been thinking of you, and I bless you, and I thank you. And he says, Woody's one of our regulars and family and friends, and I just really welcome him to call. And I've been, you know, putting out prayers to you, and you're asking about when you're going to be moving. I really know that Woody's our musician. He's a very gifted person and also works and is just an all-around good guy. And what I feel with you, Woody, is you say when you're going to be moving, and you're looking at moving physical residence?
Yeah, like the residence, yeah.
Ooh. I'm looking here, and I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing you getting out and moving here. They're saying you're going to be on the road, or you're going to be doing your work here later, but you're going to be moving out of there in August. I see you kind of starting to really start your own path.
Okay, August?
Join here next month here, and I'm trying to get them to show me. They said it's kind of like you're kind of stuck where you are right now, though.
Yeah, so stuck.
Oh, that's Woody. We can't keep you good. No, I'm teasing. Woody's a good guy. I'm just laughing with you, teasing you a little bit here. You know, you call in. What I love with you, Woody, is that the angels are saying you're kind of in one of those love. It's like you could make a really good love song about what's going on with you right now. And there shouldn't be the angels. You're there. You kind of need to get out from where you are, but yet if you move, it's going to cause some other problems. So it's kind of like a really good blues song of you're pretty much in love with where you are. You don't really want to be there. You have the other things happening, but the move's kind of keeping. And I feel your heart's really into your child.
Yes, it is.
There we go. Yeah, that's what the angels are telling me. And they're telling me you're going to be working through some of this situation there to really put yourself back on the map. It's like you're putting yourself together and getting things going, and you pretty much never were like blowed up or anything, you know, or anything had bad to you. You just pretty much are putting together some really strong energies, and one of those energies is to get yourself back on the track of doing the music, doing your life, and this has caused some awkwardness or something here that's going on. Is the love and the relationship there has got you got to move. They keep saying you got to move.
Yeah.
Mm. They keep telling me that it's going to be later, and I apologize. I first said August, and they keep showing me it looks like a little later. It's hard there because this is free will at play, and I keep seeing you trying to alleviate the situation. It seems like you've got yourself in a situation. No matter what you do, you're in trouble. This is really strange. I feel that, and I feel with you, Woody. I see you kind of getting yourself in a situation where you're going to go ahead and you're going to be handling your relationship and your son and you. We got 90 seconds, Woody. If we get cut off, you know,
okay.
I care for you. Call me back or call tonight.
Okay.
Celeste is on our other show on Living in the Psychic Realm. Next show coming up here in about a little over an hour. What I got with you, Woody, is I feel that happened. I'm going to put the prayers, put you back in. You know, I keep you in my prayers. You're one of our family and friends. And what I feel is happening is I feel you're going to step in with it and you're going to work with this. Do a move of some kind of August that kind of keeps the peace. But yet, really more importantly, you are really good with the son and the love you've got there. And I feel this is going to end up being a little bit sad, but it's going to end up working out where you can kind of keep some of the things from happening so bad.
Okay.
Not a good situation, and the fact that you are a really good person, and it looks like things are getting out of hand that you didn't have a hand with why it did.
Yes, and like everything I do is not enough, and I'm just tired.
Oh, I do feel it, and I hear that. I hear that, you know, you sitting down with some kind of going, hey, we got to kind of work together because I just can't go this, and it's like it gets to a point with, you know, and I want to appeal to you ladies who have men at home. Know this is a really hard thing both ways. You like having a man that works. You like having a man at home. You like having both. Know with what it just, it seems like no matter what you do is enough. It's time to sit down and release and relax because there's a lot of guys who wouldn't even do that. So, Woody, my hat's off to you. I know in the prayers are going to help you, the angels, and I see you getting through this stressful time.